This machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. Now, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim? It's in two separate elements. First of all, the percentage of the overcharging or underpaying. According to Chachamim, it's 16%, it's a sixth. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, it is 33 1/3%, a third. A significant difference in what's called overcharging. That's A. B, another machlokas is how long you have from the time that you made the transaction to say, I was overcharged and I don't want this transaction. Or I want the transaction, but I want my money back, the extra, the overcharge back. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, you have all day long. So if you purchase something 10 o'clock in the morning, you can come back 6 o'clock at night and say, oh. When he's counting his receipts, he's like, okay, give me back my $20 bill. I don't want this. I don't want this there. According to the Chachamim, you only have a brief period of time, which is the time that it would take either to go to a merchant that you know who can properly evaluate the value of this item, or to relatives who are shoppers who know these things. So it's the point is it's a briefer period of time. So then the Mishnah tells us a story that Rabbi Tarfon was in Lud, and when this merchants of Lud, that's the name of the sugya, by the way, is Tagre Lud, that's the name of the sugya. A very famous sugya. As we see, it's very daunting. I was not looking forward to this. Very, very hard. So the Tagre Lud were overjoyed with Rabbi Tarfon, who said that it's a third rather than a sixth. But when they found out that you can renege at the end of the day, as opposed to the briefer period of Ramat Sheyarin and Latagar, they were very unhappy. And they said, no, we're going to follow the Chachamim, not Rabbi Tarfon. That's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara, there's one detail that's deleted, left out in the Mishnah, that's not explicit. Let's see what that is. We're on top. Nun Amud Aleph, third line from the top, Iboyalu. Now, one more thing. So there are three different numbers that we've already discussed. If you've overcharged the person, but it's less than a sixth, if you've overcharged the person exactly a sixth, if you overcharge the person more than a sixth, if Rabbi Tarfon would be, we would assume, less than a third, and more than a third. So if it's less than a sixth, so you only have the time frame of Yav'enu L'Tagar to say, I want my money back. I want the overcharge. If that time passes, and it's only a sixth, so the sale goes through. You can get the overcharge back, but you can't undo the sale. If it's over a sixth, and also if it's a sixth, you also have the ability, if you're the person overcharged or undercharged, underpaid, to say, I don't want this deal altogether. It's up to you. Get the overcharge, underpay, or undo the deal. More than a sixth, either one of the people can undo the deal. If you want to keep the deal, but you have to give the overcharge back. The question is, what about less than a sixth? What if it's less than a sixth? So the assumption is that you're mochel. Okay, you know, inflation. Okay, prices go up. That's the assumption. But the question is, when do you make that assumption? Is it immediate? It's just business. That's how business goes. Less than a sixth goes through. It was wolf. I have to thank him. Just lost his father. Sorry. Hello? Think. I didn't call you, though. Yeah. Okay, so now that I have you, I spoke to Rabbi Koppelman, and I told him that it's going to be on Sunday. But he said they have to get the flight tomorrow because there are no flights out of Florida on Saturday night. Okay. You should, no, it's not above mice. You should open the window. Okay. Yeah, bye. So, forgot what I was saying.
What if it's less?
What if it's less than six? Iboy Elohu, that's the Gemara's question. Hachos mishtus l'rabbanon. Less than a sixth, according to the Chacham. La'alta have mechila? Is it, once you give the money, the assumption is that you mochel the overcharge. Less than a sixth. Oh, or do you say no? That you really still have time. You have time. And if you have time, you might come back within that period of time and say, I want the overcharge back. I'll take the item, but I want my overcharge back. You can't undo the deal. You can't say I don't want the deal. The most that you can do is you can get your money back. But the question is, do you have a time frame for that, or is it immediate? And if you're going to say, okay, well, there's no reason why it should be immediate, the person does have time to check it out to see how much he was overcharged, even if it was less than a sixth. If you say that, then we have a problem. My iko ben shtus lepachos mishtus. Then what's the difference between a sixth and less than a sixth? So we're the same. Let me just read it properly. My ika ben shtus lepachos mishtus. Ika, so the Gemara says, there is still a difference. What is that difference? The ilu shtus, if it is a sixth. Yodo al ha'el yonah, the person who was overcharged or underpaid, he is in a superior position because he has two choices that he can make. Rotza choser. If he wants, he could say, this deal is off. You overcharged me. I didn't charge you a sixth. I don't care if you overcharge me. You overcharge me a sixth. A sixth is too much. That's onar. That's price gouging. I don't want to deal with you. Or rotza kona, if you want, say, okay, I want this item very much. And okay, you're an expensive store. I won't come here again, but I want the deal. I want the scarf. It's cold outside. Well, magzer or no, just give me the overcharge. Give me change. That if it's a shtus, that's our mission. The ilu pachos mishtus, but if it's less than shtus, even if you will argue and say that you still have time to ask people about the item, the ilu pachos mishtus kana, you can't undo the deal. Magzer or no, but you can get your money back. But at least I can get my money back. Over a period of time, it's not immediate. That's the difference between less than a sixth and a sixth. I can't undo the deal. With a sixth, I can undo the deal. With less than a sixth, I can't undo the deal, but I can get my money back. And I can even get my money back, not immediately, but the time that I show it to a merchant or to my relative.
It's different than an expiration. Like, it's too late. You can't get your money back. Like, it's like
there's no, in Jewish law, there is never an expiration. And the reason that it's not an expiration is because whenever you owe money, you owe the money. So there's a shibur haguf. There is an essential obligation on the part of the person. The only way you can get out of that is by not being alive. But then it passes on to your estate. In other words, once you have a shibur haguf, which always translates to a shibur nechasim, there's no way out. There's no statute of limitations. There's no bankruptcy. This all happens to be a whole big question, not our question. In America, you can declare bankruptcy and you no longer owe people any money. But in Jewish law, you do. That's a whole question. But we say, Dina de Machusa Dina, the law of the land is the, and you can't ask the person as a Jew, you owe me the money or not? That's a big question. Big question. Okay.
My tashma.
So in other words, there is a distinction. So now we want to know, what is the law of Pachos Mishtus? Is it immediate, or do you have Lotagar? And don't bother us and say there's no difference. There is a difference. Toshma. The Gemara says, we can prove from our Mishnah what the answer to that query is. How so? It says in our Mishnah that when the Tagrei Lud, the merchants of Lud, found out that even though Rabbi Tarfon allows up to a third profit, well, he allows you to return it all day, they said, no, 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 better to be a sixth and have a brief window for return than to have a third, 33% charge, and have them to return her all day. That's what it says. Chazru the Divrei Chachamim. So they said, okay, Rabbi Tarfon's out, come back in. Take the sixth. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, the rabbis in the academy, Saruha, the rabbis of the academy, when they read this Mishnah, they made the following assumption. And it sounds like a correct assumption. What is that assumption? Pachos mishlish l'rabbi Tarfon, ke pachos mishtus l'rabbanan dami. Meaning to say, whatever the Chachamim holds, the law is, based upon a sixth, Rabbi Tarfon agrees with them in toto, based upon a third. That was the assumption. It was just a question of at what point is it called price gouging. And based upon that assumption, this is what they said. We can prove the answer to the query. Again, the query. Hachos mishtus, less than a sixth, is it an immediate forgiveness of the additional amount overcharged? Or do you still have time to investigate and then get your money back if you come back within that period of time? So, E amrit bishlama pachos mishtus l'rabbanon b'chadeshi yaro l'tagro l'krovo. If you're going to say that according to the Chachamim, the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim is, even in a pachos mishtus, they're arguing. And if you're going to assume that the Chachamim maintained for less than a sixth, it's not immediate, and you still have the time to show it and still get your money back, well, the Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom is Rabbi Tarfon, the same thing is true, but you have all day to get it back, even though it's less than a third. Mishum hachi chazru. That's the reason why the merchants of Lud said, we would rather have the Chachamim and the Kadesh Yara Litagar, even though it's only a sixth, rather than Rabbi Tarfon allows us up to a third, but it's all returning all day. Eli'i amrit pachos mishtus l'rabbanon la'altar havi mechila. But if you would say that according to the Chachamim, less than a sixth, it's immediate. Once you pay the shopkeeper, you cannot get your money back. La'altar havi mechila. So then the parallel position of Rabbi Tarfon would be, well, the Rabbi Tarfon nami la'arta havi mechila, that less than a third is also mechila. Am I chosru with the Rabbi Tarfon? Why did you're better off with the Chachamim? The time frame is the same. The time frame is the same. And the percentage is from a sixth to a third. You're making more money. The risk is the same as the Chachamim, but the profit, the gain, is much more with Rabbi Tarfon. If you have this, if it's Mechila immediately, that's what you have. If it's Kedei Shiyar L'Tagar, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's all day, that's the difference. The difference is the all day versus the brief period, the brief window of time. But if they both agree that when it's less than their price gouging, that it's immediate, wouldn't you go for a third rather than a sixth? They're equal. In terms of the return policy, they're the same. Because we're assuming that whatever is true for is true for him. Let more continues. No, to explicate this. Amai chazru b'drabi tarfon. Isn't it so? Nichol hutfei. You're better off with the chachamim. The mayor drabonon komashvi luhu ona the rabbi tarfon havi mechila, because what the chachamim maintain is a sixth is price gouging. If you do a sixth according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's not price gouging at all. It's mechila. So you're better with Rabbi Tarfon. There's no downside. There's only upside to Rabbi Tarfon as compared to the Chacham. So it must be that the law is that according to the Chachamim, you have Kadesh Sheyar Latagor. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, it remains all day. That's the difference. Is even though there's more money involved, but the fact that the return policy is so liberal, I'd rather have less money and a more strict return policy like the Chachamim. But if it's immediate for both, go with the more money.
But it's not precluding one from going to the next sale. It's not stopping me from.
We only care about this sale.
This one.
We're isolating this sale. But if somebody robs from a lot of people, it's not a good thing. You're only going to court to get back what's yours. So every person is that one person.
So if you charge anything over the value, you're over on lotona.
Yeah. Because we believe that a shava pruta is gzela. If you steal a pruta, it's also gzela. Stealing $1 million is theft, and stealing a quarter is theft.
So that really constrains the shopkeeper.
It does.
As far as
it does. And it's it does. But keep in mind that there's a certain value of an item. And there are market conditions that create the value of an item. All that's really going to happen is everybody's charging the same price.
So some profit is built into the.
That's correct. It's 12%. It's 16% profit. That's not a bad profit margin. Up to 16. Yeah. You take a chance because the person was saying, "Look, they gave me back the overcharge." So the best thing if it was me, I would charge a drop less than a sixth. And if he wants his money back, I'll give him his money back. But if he doesn't want his money back, mechila, I'm making a profit.
But if you did that, did you do an avera?
No. Go in with your eyes open. The truth is, if I charge you 50% and you don't care, you're still a gazlan. The sale will go through, but you're a gazlan. Because the Torah says you're not allowed. Lo sonu ish esokiv. Don't overcharge. See what we have is collusion. We have price fixing. In many industries, this price fixing, they come together and they say this is how much it costs. I know there's a thing now, I don't know how these things come to me. A lot of people have cleaning ladies, mostly Hispanic, and they just raise the price astronomically. So like what should they do? Like one lady said to me. So I called up another lady that I got a recommendation for somebody in Scarsdale, and she told me the same thing. I want $50 an hour. That's just cash.
For a lady.
Could you imagine this? It's not skilled labor, and they're demanding it. But all the Jews are paying it. So that's how price fixing takes place. Because if nobody would do it, then the price would have to remain the same. They weren't doing poorly until then. They were doing $25 an hour. It's a lot of money for cleaning. It's unskilled labor. I think. Especially since most of these people are illegals anyway. But they learned. They learned about the American dream. What's happening is absolutely chaos. Absolute chaos. Like the mayor said, he needs $4 billion to pay for this. Which means if you're getting $4 billion for this, then regular citizens who are poor or sick, they're not getting their $4 billion. The hospitals are not getting part of that $4 billion.
The New York City money?
This is New York City money. When is it opening yesterday? Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara says, we just proved it. Gemara says, you didn't prove it at all. The assumption that the Talmidim made in the academy is not true. that would that percentage that the Rabbi Tarfon and the Chacham are identical, except the difference of numbers. Not true. So the Gemara says, Mi savis pachos mishlishta Rabbi Tarfon ke pachos mishlishta Rabbana? Why do you think that it's the same with the Chacham and call less than a sixth, and Rabbi Tarfon is less than a third? But the rules are equal, each according to their percentage. Not true. In fact, well, it's not true. Mishtus va'ad shlish the Rabbi Tarfon kishtus atzma. As far as Rabbi Tarfon is concerned, from a sixth to a third, all of it is ona'a. Like the Chachamim say that a sixth is ona'a, from a sixth to a third, all of the way along that, Rabbi Tarfon agrees it's ona'a. But, and therefore, it's not going to be the same. That's why the Tagorim, they didn't want it, because the sixth is a factor even for Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says, if that's so, if a sixth is a problem even for Rabbi Tarfon, so why were the Tagli Lud, the merchants of Lud, they were thrilled with Rabbi Tarfon until they found out about his return policy? Why were they initially thrilled? A sixth is also ona. Get your money back. And if it's true, Tif showed the fact, in other words, but the fact that they were happy initially, this tells you, Tif showed, that should tell you, that should allow you to conclude the Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanan L'Olam Chozer. That in terms of once it's a sixth, this idea of Kadesha Yara L'Tagor is not for a sixth. It's for less than a sixth. But once it's a sixth, as far as the Chachamim are concerned, you can always get your money back. That's why they were happy with Rabbi Tarfon. The Kevin de Omalu Rabbi Tarfon, Havi Ona, when they heard from Rabbi Tarfon that it's Ona, Samchu, Ki Omalu, meaning up until a third is not a violation of the ona. They were happy. But ki omar lahu kol hayom. But when he said that you can return it all day long, chazru, they said, no, we're not happy anymore. The isal kadatach debitu mekach l'rabbanon. Bekadeshe yara l'tagro l'krovo. I mean, you're forced to say this because if you don't agree with this and you say that less than a sixth, you can wait that small period of time. A sixth, you can wait that small period of time. If you're going to say that, but my somchu, what were they happy about? To which the Gemara says, somchu bishtus atzma. They were thrilled about the number 1/6, that even though we said that according to Rabbi Tarfon, from a sixth to a third, is called onah, to the Rabbi Tarfon, mechila. But once you pay the money, if it's less than a third, you're being mochel the money. It's not, you don't have kadesh yara galatarla. In other words, less than a third, you have all day long, Rabbi Tarfon says. All day long. But less than a third, meaning from a sixth to a third, all of that's mechila. Once you pay it, they get it. That's why they were initially happy with the Rabbanan or not. And as far as the Chacham looks, sort of sixth, you're the Bala Al-Yonah, you can abrogate the deal. This is the Gemara. And we have to learn Rashi, and we must learn that big Tosfos. And then we can learn the Rush. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Right? It's hard. You have to just keep cheshbon. There are variables here. There's the number variable, and there's the return policy variable, and then there's the haba mina, and then there's the first maskon and then the second half of mina and the second mask. So we just have to review it. I have to tell you, I went over this for a few hours last week, and I went over it today for a few hours. So my brain is fresh because I did it a lot.
So this presupposes that it's okay for the Tigray Lud to shop around for a posek they like.
Because Rabbi Tarfon was not the rabbi of Lud.
He was.
No. Yeah, they had a right to, they had a, Lud in general, to this day, was not a city of monolithicity. Not a good word.
Mm-hmm.
It always fluctuated. It was always a tension-filled city. So that's why they had an airport thing, easy to get out. Okay, let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi's are rather straightforward. So the Gemara wanted to know, is less than a sixth mechila according to the Chachamim? So Rashi says, it's the first line, la'altar havi mechila, afilu yagzo la'altar. In other words, even if you want to change your mind immediately, once you give the guy the money, you can't change your mind. Is that what the Chacham hold about less than a shtus? Or do they say you still have a time frame, shiara letago, to show it to a merchant or to your relatives? And then the Gemara says, but if, so let's proceed with possibilities, the Gemara says. So in Tim Saloma, if you're going to say that there is a window of opportunity to undo the deal, in Tim Saloma, shiara letago, then what's the difference between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim? I mean, it says Rashi, "Vimbos lomar the vadai pshita de la alta havi mechila." But if you're going to say that it is mechila immediately, the ibichleshi yara ma'ika ben shtus. In other words, if you say that you have a time frame, so the same thing is true of a shtus itself. You have a time frame. So less than a shtus is a time frame, and a shtus is a time frame. So what's the difference? And yet the Mishnah says shtus. Mishnah should say less than a shtus. Right, to a sixth. So the Gemara answered that there is still a difference. Ika, there is a difference. The ilu shtus, the full sixth, katani masnizim, mi shehotel alav, the person who is either undercharged or underpaid, I mean overcharged or underpaid, the Gemara will say, katani masnizim, we've learned it on Mishnah, Mishahuto Olav, the one who was had the over or under, Yodo Al Ha Eliona, he's in a superior position. Rotza Chozeber, if he wants to, we can either get his money back, or if he wants to, he can undo the transaction. The Ilupachos Mishtus, that's the Mishnah which speaks about a shtus. Our theorizing about Pachos Mishtus, we would say, Im Choza Betoch Kadeshe Yara Litago Oluklovo Kana, if you wait past the window of showing it to the merchants, then it's irrevocable, but you can get the overcharge back, but you cannot undo the deal. And that would be the difference between a sixth and less than a sixth. That's how the Gemara proceeds initially. And then the Gemara says, but if that is true, what is the difference between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim? To the extent that initially the Tagrei Lud were happy, and then they become dismayed, and they reasserted the Chacham. Chazru ledivrei Chachamim, gabi Tagrei Lud b'masnisim. The Gemara is referencing the story that we have in our Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, Savruha. That's the part where the who maintained Savruha. It was maintained, which means it was maintained. It was held to be a truth. Who? Rabbanan de Beit Midrasha. It were the rabbis in the academy, the Ba'ul Mifshut Minei Ba'ain, who were trying to use the Mishnah to conclude the answer to the query right here, Ba'ain, right here, explicitly. Okay. So, what was their assumption? At Pach, next Rashi, Pachos Mishlish de Rabbi Tarfon, Lav Ono'ohi. Eloka pachos mishtus the rabbanon. That less than a third is equal to less than a sixth. So then the Gemara said, if that's a fact, that's a fact, that Rabbi Tarfon maintains that less than a third is no different than the Chachamim hold that less than a sixth, then e amrit b'shlomo mechila de rabbanon, that according to the Chachamim, less than a sixth, once you go past that window of time b'chadeshaya yare, that's called mechila, mechila de rabbanon b'chadeshaya yare. And therefore, the flip side, ki amalahu Rabbi Tarfon b'mechila diday kol hayom, Rabbi Tarfon said that it's not considered to be mechila until you don't come back all day, right? If you come back all day, so it's not mechila. But if you don't come back, the assumption is mechila, you can't come back tomorrow.
Like if you charge 1/7 or 1/8, it's like it becomes more and more meaningless. More,
yeah. It becomes negligible. For example, mochel. It's like you had a bill, and the bill was $35.98. And the person doesn't have 2 cents to give you for change. You give the guy $36. Yeah, okay, forget about it. I don't have any 2 cents. Forget about it. That's mechila. You owe me 2 cents. Forget about it. It's mechila. You don't say that until the guy says, I don't have change. Then say, okay, forget about it. That's what we're saying over here. You overcharge me, forget about it. Human nature is still the same. Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Money is money. So Rashi says, let me just read this again. As we first said, our initial response was that you do have that window time, of that frame of time. So then in response to that, we also understand that Rabbi Tarfon's standard of mechila is kol hayom. Now, what does that mean? All day. The hainu mipruta va'ad shlish. That means you overcharge from one penny overcharge to up to a third. Mishum hachi chazru. That's why the Tagra Yud didn't like it. So Rashi explains about at this point in the Gemara, may ikara samchu. Because the Chachamim said, up until a sixth, you've got a time frame, but you can get you can undo the deal. But only a sixth. And that's considered to be mechila if you don't. The kona and you keep them item. Or no, you just get your money back. But when they heard that Rabbi Tarfon said it's not only it's a third, well, that's great. No, but kol hayom they can return it. When they heard that, so then they were not happy. You lose that advantage now of the difference between the third and the sixth. Because what the Chachamim said that you have a very small window of time, Rabbi Tarfon's expanding that to all day long. But Tzrichin lahagzor anon anyway, you have to return the ono. Plus, they can undo the transaction is gone, so you don't even get the principal. The imishum del rabbanon havishtus v'yesra shtus chazara, and if according to the Chachamim, even though according to the Chachamim you only have up to a sixth and more than a sixth, anybody can undo the deal. They felt that business-wise, a better decision is to have less of a time to return the item than to have the opportunity to charge more money. What the Chachamim said, that you only have B'chadesh Yara L'tagor, Rabbi Tarfon said, you have all day long. They didn't like that. So then the Gemara said, okay, so we see that it is Kadesh Yara L'Tagor, that explains the Rabbi Tarfon situation. But then the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's mechila immediately for anything less than a third overcharge. Rabbi Tarfon, amila al tavi mechila pachos mishlish. So then, amai chazru.
Richard Wolf.
Sorry.
Hello. Yes. If the funeral is on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next Shabbos morning. Yeah. No, that's to go into the seventh day. But you know, it doesn't express itself on Shabbos because you don't sit Shiva on Shabbos. But the Shiva is over. You know, there are certain restrictions that you'll have even on Shabbos. And those restrictions are removed Saturday morning as soon as the sun comes up. Yes, Sunday's a regular day, sort of. Okay. Yeah, I don't think that you should have to go with your father. Really. Because what's going to happen is, I'm sure that he told you this, that the Chevra Kadisha is going to meet the flight. Yeah, but they're going to meet the flight. Because the truth is, the only people who are allowed to transport remains of a person are licensed funeral directors. I don't think so. I don't think so, because it goes, to be stark, the body goes in cargo. It's not as if your father can sit next to you. Yeah. You know, you can still listen to your mother. She's a wise woman. But what time is your flight? Do you have a flight? Okay, very good. So I'm not gonna delay you. Okay, but we'll be in touch the next few days. Okay, take care. See, people get shook up with it, I guess. Good. Under the celebration of life garbage. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's so good that he died. He had a good life. Oh, I got an inheritance. So that's an attitude a lot of people have. Celebration of life, and they're told jokes. I just don't get it. You get it? And when my parents died, I was traumatized each time. Still traumatized.
They're terrible when the shiva house is like a party.
Yeah. It's terrible. I know that at Steve's shiva, so I mentioned this to, and much to their credit, even the little kid, even Nuno, no, we have to speak about my father. And we just want to make you feel, there's a lot of friends, we just want to make you feel good. It'll make me feel good if we can speak about my father. And that house, it was jam-packed, and it was all about Steve, which is how it's supposed to be. That's what it's about. No, we believe the neshama is there. You know, and then the Shambas, they're saying, what are you laughing about? It's not funny. I'm dead. Persons, we'd rather be alive. B'chai b'hem, b'lo she'yomos b'hem. But that's what God ordained. You have to die. Just don't know when. But it hurts when you live. Oh, he'll never see his father again. Hey, remember that Gemara with Choni HaMa'agel, that he slept for 70 years and he woke up And everything was different. The ethic was different. The culture was different. The reactions were different. So he prays to God, O Chavruso Misusa. Either I don't want to live in this world. Please take me. Hashem took him. I feel already like a previous generation. The attitudes are so different now. The values or lack of values is so different. Wait, let's finish the Rashi's meanwhile. Oh, yeah, I know it's late. I apologize for the interruptions. And all my stupid musings. Okay, so anyway. So then the Gemara said, your original assumption is wrong. And Mishtus, the third line, Mishtus v'ashlish the Rabbi Tafon havi ono kishtus atzmo the Rabbonon. Beino cholek ha-chachomim elo debito mekach ditu mashvil hu ono. V'yodo al ho el yono. V'alibu de Rabbonon shnei ha-chozmin. The only difference is that according to Rabbi Tafon says Rashi, most of us will have something to say about this, is as far as Rabbi Tarfon is concerned, the only person who makes the determination if the sale is undone or not is the person who was either underpaid or overcharged. Can't be both. Chacham is both. And what's interesting is, this is in the Mishnah. Why should it be both? Why should the person who overcharged have the right? You overcharge a lot, now I can undo the Mecca. Should be only the person who overcharged. Anyway, that's what we're saying is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon.
And the undercharge hurts the
underpaid. Yeah, underpaid.
Yeah.
I gypped you. You're the retailer, but I gypped you. You didn't know the value of your item. Okay. Well, give it to Chacham. So the Gemara says, Ihachi. If what you're saying is true, that the only difference is in terms of the percentages, it's also a sixth up. The only difference is that when it gets to a third, so then the person can undo the deal. And only he can undo the deal. That's the only difference. So then the Gemara asked the question, were they happy about it? If Rabbi Tafin and Rabbi Rabbanon are the same, so what are they happy about? Keeping in mind that usually it's the buyer who gets overcharged. And we're talking about the sellers. The sellers shouldn't be overjoyed. They should be cautiously worried. So the fact that they were happy must tell you that what we our original question was, do we say that you have, it's immediate, less than a shtus, is immediate mechila, where you still have that time frame of a gresh yar l'tagar, why shouldn't that be sufficient to answer that question? Bitul mekach l'rabbanon demin boyelon l'kamon ilo olam chozer of b'chadesh yara tifshav midasamchu. For the fact that they were very, very happy with Rabbi Tarfon de l'rabbanon l'olam chozer. They were very, very happy that the Ono was only up until a third. To which the Gemara answered, no. That they would rather have a more strict return policy than the extra money. The fact that you can always come back and get your money, and the fact that you have all day to return to get your money back, the money becomes a very small benefit. Because to return it all day long, that's going to be less profit. And also, to be able to charge more than a 16% is not usual. But nobody's going to buy it. So if it's only dealing with a sixth, you're better off with the Chachamim. You have a smaller window of return than Rabbi Tarfon, that it's all day long.
But a third would be worse for the buyer. That's a 30% increase.
Yeah. But we're trying to analyze everything from the side of the seller. But that's where we have the most information. No, it was from their reaction to the positions, we have a good idea of what the positions are.
At the very end of the day, a clever seller could become a Rabbi Tarfon guy.
That's true. That's true. It's probably true. That's a good idea, Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, I think that we're going to stop over here. And we'll pick it up. Now, next week, they have that thing, that Sherry Raskus Memorial Lecture.
Yeah, Amy confirmed that that's correct. There is an 8 p.m.
Yes, I'm sort of stuck. I think the Thursday after is a wedding.
I'm away then.
You're away next Thursday?
I'm away two Thursdays.
I have to check about the wedding.